Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here. A lot to get to. Kyle behind the glass. Combo-Con coming up. We'll tell you about our great prize today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, y'all got to stop trying to shoot the messenger, man. I mean, if somebody says something you don't like, man, you know, just don't like it. Don't start, you know, sending an angry and mean text.
This is about your quarterback list?
No, I'm not talking about it. I'm just talking in general. Because here's one thing that I know. Most people that are really, like, tough like that, they ain't tweeting. You know what I mean? So it's like,
they ain't about that life.
They ain't really about that life. Most people I know that's really about that action, they ain't on Twitter sending angry texts to folks.
It's about the list.
No, it's not. It's not about the quarterback list. I'm just saying. Y'all out here sending all these angry texts, calling people names and stuff.
Yeah.
You ain't about that action, so stop it. Just relax, man.
Well,
relax.
If you're asking for people to relax, today might not be the show for them. 215-592-9494, because we have a lot to discuss here. And guys, before we get into everything, we have a lot of audio to play and to react to, including Hugh Douglas going to a different stratosphere. I mean, this guy's worn a lot of hats.
But apparently,
he's truly an insider. We'll get to that coming up. But Hugh, before we get to everything, I got to tell you, because this gets louder and louder. As I want this to die down, it gets louder and louder and louder. And I do have now, this morning and moving forward, I have genuine concern that this nonsense, drama, infighting, whatever's going on with the Eagles could hurt this team and derail this season. And I do. And we could say, I know it's going to happen today. Giglio, you're a baby. You're scared.
You are a little baby.
That's fine.
Today.
You know what I've seen? You know what I have? I have history on my side. You have hope on your side. I've seen many potential dynasties derailed by internal drama. The Eagles' biggest opponent the rest of the season is not the Rams, it's not the Lions, it is not the Seahawks, it is not the Packers, it is not the Denver Broncos or the Bills or whatever the hell comes out of the AFC. The biggest factor for the Eagles, the biggest opponent for the Eagles are themselves.
I agree with that.
And I've seen this before. The Seattle Seahawks should have won more than one Super Bowl at Russell Wilson and the Legion of Boom. They fought their way out of a dynasty. The Los Angeles Lakers, I guess, had a dynasty, but they certainly should have kept it going for longer with Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. And they won, and I'm sure Lakers fans then were like, shut up, whoever the talk show host was, then we're going to win for the next 5 years. And then what happened? They broke it up, and they didn't win as much as they should have because they fought internally. You go back before that, and we loved it here when it broke up, but let's be real about it. The Dallas Cowboys of the 90s should have kept winning, but the coach was knocked out of there because the owner and coach couldn't see eye to eye. We've seen this before. I mean, this happens all the time in professional sports where a team has the ability to do something really special over a long period of time, and they let internal nonsense, whatever it is, whether it's money, whether it's credit, whether it's who else knows what really is the root of this one, get in the way of it. And this thing is not dying down. And you might say, well, yeah, you're happy this because you have a talk show. Well, but I also want the team to win. And this isn't helping them win. Hugh, I have genuine concern this morning that this situation, which does not seem like it has an ending here, every day there's more coming out, is going to impact this football team. Hugh, where do you come down? I mean, you lived one. I mean, you were part of one, and maybe it wasn't going to be a dynasty, but you guys certainly could have won, and that Eagles group, I know you were at the end of your career, but that Eagles group with Donovan and T.O. should have won for a longer period than they were able to. Where do you come now? Like, do you think this could derail this thing and hurt this team moving forward?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so because of some of the things that I talked about yesterday. You got two guys that are clearly don't like each other in the same huddle. Mm. And they figured out how to make it work last year and won the Super Bowl. You know, so that right there, I think that it's more big of a deal to us outside this building than it is inside the building. Now, I say that off of the heels of what Derek Gunn said about people in the building talking about it and everything. I think there's probably some camp that wants Jalen to change a little bit, and they're at their wits' end about trying to figure out how to do that. Mm. But with that being said, team is 8-2. That's phenomenal, especially coming off a year where you just won the Super Bowl and you're in position to win another one. So to think that this will derail some things, I don't think so. This is the equivalent of what was that Rob Zombie movie where the Devil's Rejects? You remember that movie?
Sure.
And that dysfunctional family and how they were, but they were real dysfunctional. They going around, you know, doing all this other stuff, but They were family. This kind of what this feels like. Now, I know that there's a lot going on between AJ and, you know, Jalen that we don't know about. I think it's a lot deeper than I was going to recklessly speculate on yesterday, but I'm going to go ahead and keep that to myself. There's a lot, man, but they found a way to, with all that adversity, to keep this thing together.
They did, and I think it's a very fair point. I'm sure many people listening right now are like, Joe, come on. They won the Super Bowl last year, and they had an issue last year. You know what they had last year? They had a get-out-of-jail-free card, guys. They had the best running game we've ever seen. They had a running back on the path to 2,500 yards. We don't have that. At some point, let's be real. At some point, one of these games is going to come down to they're down a score in the fourth quarter, and they're going to need to go move the ball through the air to go do it. And you might say, well, just throw to Devontae. And all right, then maybe that works. But at some point, there's going to be a moment where Jalen and AJ got to be on the same page, and they got to make a play together. And I don't know if they're going to make it as all this turns. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned that the Eagles' drama could derail this season? I am. Because it's not ending. You know, last year, you go back to last year, right? The loudest it got was the week where Brandon Graham did his show, right? And then it was all that week and blah, blah, blah. And Nick Sirianni, he had to fix it. You go to that Sunday. So, what, 6 days after the BG show? And that's where Jalen had the "Is That What Y'all Wanted to See" game. And from there, it was kind of quiet. This year, we've had 2 weeks of this. It hasn't quieted down. They've won games. It hasn't quieted down. It's getting louder. In fact, let's hear it yesterday. Derek Gunn, of course, a couple days ago on his post-game show with Seth Joyner, had a lot to say. He doubled down. Inside the Birds podcast, Derek Gunn doubling down on everything. Here is him yesterday explaining really where his report came from, why now, and standing by his reporting.
Last week, Diana Rossini put a story out there that there are a number of players that are frustrated with Jalen Hurts and the way he runs this offense. So I added to the story on Sunday night that is not just players, but there's people throughout the organization that are frustrated with the way Jalen runs this offense. Now, you've known me long enough to know, like I asked Seth and like I asked Mark, I said, you guys have known me long enough to know that I won't put anything out there unless my facts are facts. And so I've been sitting on this for a while, and Diana put it out there first. I said, okay, it's time to talk about this. But there are a number of players that are thoroughly frustrated with the way Jalen has run, or lack thereof, run the offense. He's been talked to by coaches and other people in the organization. They practice the offense and getting ready for an opponent a certain way. But when the game comes around, those plays are not run the way they were practiced. And if you remember, if you go back to that Green Bay game, when he threw the bomb late in the game to AJ and he didn't catch it, we saw Nick Sirianni on the sideline screaming, why? Why? And then Devontae Smith said in the post game, well, number one and number 11 called that play, and whatever one and 11 wants, they get, and we just roll with it. But this is becoming a problem.
All right, so becoming a problem, Derek Gunn doubling down. And then how about this element of yesterday, hearing this, because, you know, the Eagles Insider of the Year is a major thing on the afternoon show. And you hear the names. I mean, we know Diana Rossini has been on top of this the whole time. Great reporter for The Athletic. D. Gunn, great reporter here in Philadelphia. And then a man who wears many hats, his name was dropped into this. Here's the other part of what Derek said on the podcast.
And on social media, all day on Monday, people have been coming at me. I don't know what I'm talking about. You're wrong. He's a Super Bowl MVP. He's been to two Super Bowls. The team is 8-2, so on and so forth. I get it. They're fans. But they don't understand the inner working mechanisms of what we're talking about here. And I'm not the only one that's starting to talk about this now. There's other people talking about this as well. And when information starts coming from inside the building, that tells you, in a lot of ways, is deliberately being leaked to bring attention to it and maybe to get this guy to rethink his position and his thinking when it comes to games. But winning will mask a lot of things, right? When you win, it's Camelot. Everybody's happy. And I don't care how you get those 8 wins. I don't care how you get the number one seed, as long as you get it. And the bottom line, yes, that is. But this is an internal problem. AJ has been telling us about this all season long, about his frustration. He hasn't pinpointed anybody, but we kind of knew who he was talking about. And now it's starting to trickle out in other outlets. And people are like, why are you trying to make up stories? And what? No, no. Me, Hugh Douglas, other people I know,
oh, heck,
we're not putting it out here just to get clicks. We're not clickbait people. We're putting it out there because our job, your job, is to honestly analyze everything that we know of that goes on within this team. And this is not an isolated case. There historically have been teams, Ray, as you know, that have been dysfunctional and yet still won and won a lot of games and hoisted that Lombardi trophy. And this team may go on and hoist that Lombardi trophy again for a second time in 2 seasons. But this quarterback situation is something to keep a close eye on because more and more whispers are growing louder and louder about what he's doing with this offense.
Yeah, the whispers are growing louder because the insiders. Whispering. What does it feel like to be included as the top insider, Hugh Douglas?
Man, listen, let me tell you.
How many hats do you wear?
I have, you know, and especially this goes out to the dude that said I was washed yesterday. I have worked
like,
at McDonald's.
You're like Joe Flacco.
Let me cook.
You are. He's still cooking.
I've worked at McDonald's. I transitioned from McDonald's to a college football player. Went on to play in the pros. Was a sports analyst on television at one point. Till I got a little bit of a tay-tay. Now I became like a radio guru.
Guru.
And now I am an insider.
Wow.
So that dude that called me washed, ha.
You're evolving is what I see.
Ha, ha.
You are evolving.
I have layers.
Yeah. So you, hold on. You started off by putting the fries in the back?
You did.
But I started, you know what, Kyle? I did start off putting the fries in the bag.
And you know what?
Crew cheese.
When we're done with you, you're going to go back to putting the fries in the bag.
Hey, crew cheese, but that's all right. You know what I mean?
You still got life, man.
But on my way down, I will shake a lot of hairs because, you know, I didn't disrespect anybody. So I started off putting the fries in the bag, so and I'm going to put the fries back in the bag.
Are you peacocking around here because you're included?
A little bit.
All right, yeah.
Second, wait a minute. Like, I am vying for Insider of the Year.
All right, so listen, we all heard D-Gun, and I think we hear different things. Hugh, of course, is peacocking around here because he's an insider. What I hear is, it's not going away. They're winning, but it's not going away. That's why it reminds me of that Seahawks thing with Russell Wilson. It reminds me of the Lakers thing with Shaq and Kobe. Those teams kept winning at a very high level until there was a breaking point. And I'm concerned that we're going to get to a breaking point here before it's too late. I hope they don't. I mean, I hope they shake hands and they go dominate the Cowboys at Sunday. But I'm just concerned this will not go away. Let's add one more thing to the mix, Hugh, and then we could all react together. 215-592-9494. We've wondered for a while, what is this about? Is it just about targets? Is it just about getting involved in the offense? Is there something else going on? Is it changing play? Who knows? Well, DeSean Jackson, he took to his podcast to talk about the relationship between AJ and Jalen and what he seems to know about it. Here's D-Jax on his podcast.
And as you could tell, it's something else going on. And I got a great relationship with him. I respect him. I can't say it, but I know it's something else going on. That it's not all about football. It's not about X's and O's. I've had situationships with quarterbacks that I didn't necessarily like. And I'm going to just be honest. And when it ain't there, it sticks out like a sore thumb. That's all I'm going to say.
Hugh, what's your reaction to that?
Well, if you want me to recklessly speculate.
Well, you're the insider here.
Yeah, I mean, look, that got you this far.
No, because I've said this before. This is deeper than football. Like, it's felt like that. And I, you know, drew a parallel between the Jim Jackson, Tony Braxton, Jason Kidd thing. Now, I don't know if that's the case. That's me recklessly speculating.
Yeah.
But as a man, when you think about certain things that happen in your life that you know, somebody you call a friend. Like, there comes a point in time where you weigh that friendship against whatever egregious offense that person did to you, right? Like, there's been times where I've told you me and Ike haven't gotten along. And I've been mad at Ike, and I'm pretty sure Ike has been mad at me and all of my other teammates. But the bottom line is this. There's nothing that he could do outside of sleeping with my wife that will stop me or will derail that friendship. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this feels like. There's nothing that I could think of that I could do outside of what I just said that could make me at one point say, that's not my guy anymore. That's not my brother. That is powerful. And that's what this kind of feels like. Because when you start, like, I don't know how these kids use the word family, but family means a lot to me. When I call you family and we're breaking bread and we're doing certain things, we're locked in. And for them to act like this, it has to be something deeper. Because like you said, I've been in those locker rooms, man, and I know how things go. And the fact that, you know, sometimes you don't get along, but as you get older and you mature, you move past all of that. You know, or you say, hey, man, I look at the bigger picture and this means more to me. This relationship means more to me than whatever petty squabble that I have. This feels like this is a valley too steep or a wall too high or something like that.
Sure.
This is what this feels like.
Well, look.
You just wonder what it is.
Yeah, we all do. I think that this is going to end in a divorce. And could the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year and then it's a divorce between where AJ's out of here? That's probably the best case scenario I could come up with right now. Like if I forecast the next few months, they win the Super Bowl again, even with all this, and AJ's out of here. I just have seen too many examples in my life as a sports fan where this kind of drama does hurt the team at some point. It does stop a dynasty in its tracks. I've seen it in multiple sports. And you could go back to the T.O. Donovan thing here. And then you go to the Cowboys in the early 90s. You go to the Lakers should have won over and over and over again. And eventually Shaq and Kobe are like, we're done with each other. And it hurt that team. They didn't win their last one. Remember the last one they were together, they lost the Pistons in the finals in 04. And then you go to the Seahawks. How did that team only get to 2 and win 1? They were loaded. So I have concern over 215-592-9494. Are you concerned that drama is going to derail or hurt this football team? Kyle, what are you feeling?
So, every right to completely panic if they lose to the Cowboys.
Okay.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Before I say this. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be okay. I really think it's going to be okay. Like, the Eagles have, unfortunately, like you said, you have history on your side. We have probably more pertinent history on our side that
Which
this literally just happened last year.
Yeah.
With this team, and they won the Super Bowl. Like, this team almost thrives in drama situations, which is so weird to say, because it's not something you really think about when it comes to, you know, championship sports teams. There's all the drama surrounding it. This is a unique team, a unique city, a unique situation to me. Like, this is the little pocket that the Eagles live in. And I think I'd feel a little bit differently if what I heard from DeSean Jackson there, what we heard from D-Gun there, was new stuff.
Mm.
This is the same crap I've been hearing for 2 years now.
It's just getting louder.
It's just getting louder,
yeah,
to be fair. And like, you know, like I said, they lose to doubt. Like, every week that this stuff comes out, it almost forces the Eagles into a must-win situation.
Otherwise, we're going to freak out.
Yeah, because like, I think what is almost propping them up a little bit is the fact that they're 8-2, the fact that they keep winning. Like, so now, unfortunately, they have to go out and beat another tough... I think it's going to be a tough spot for them. Mm-hmm. I think they have to go and win this one. But as of right now, just given history and their track record, I'm choosing to believe it's going to be okay.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope everyone who feels the way Kyle does is right about this. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on it? Are you concerned this is going to hurt the team and hurt this season? Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Chris!
Dallas sucks. Had to get that out.
Right. It's Dallas week. You got to throw it in there. Chris, what are you feeling?
Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh Douglas. How you doing today, Hugh?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hugh, I feel bad for you. You're sharing the studio with Casper the Friendly Ghost over there. He's scared of his own shadow. It doesn't even...
He's talking about Joe.
No, I'm not scared of my scat. I'm scared of them infighting.
Wait,
like,
what?
Get a dog.
You pulled a Hugh a little bit there.
Did I pull a Hugh?
Yeah, we'll have to revisit it.
We'll get it. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Guys, listen, AJ Brown, when AJ, let me talk to AJ. When DeSean Jackson calls you out, it's bad. One might consider this rock bottom during the intervention. So I don't know what else he needs to see to stop the drama, but I don't know. Guys, we will, as fans, we'll hold this team together, and we're going to win another Super Bowl because of us, the fan base, because that's what we do. We're like the glue. We keep everything together.
I like this. Yeah.
And the Eagles, the organization is strong enough. We got strong coaches. We're going to be able to keep this runway train on the tracks. And again, the glue is going to help you. Guys, I know we like analogies on the social, so I kind of parallel this to this. Let me run this by you and see what your thoughts are. Imagine this. It's a parallel to WIP staff, right? Let's look at Joe DiCamera. He's kind of like A.J. Brown type of character, right? He's the one guy that is so full of himself that he'll step out there and tell everybody how great he is. But he's aging. He's physically breaking down. But he's not that old.
He's in his 40s.
He's not that old.
Yeah, but he just got busted. But he's got the body of a 90-year-old Hugh. Well, kind of like AJ. AJ's in his late 20s. He shouldn't be this busted down, but he is.
To be fair, sometimes in life people age quicker than others. I mean, that does happen. Yeah,
The Benjamin
Button. And then I look at Spike Eskin, right? Spike's kind of like the Jalen Hurts character. And I know Spike's going to take a lot of pride in the fact that I'm comparing him to Jalen, because that's his quarterback, right?
Sure, he loves him, yeah.
He's a huge fan of Jalen's, right? But, very talented, but stubborn. Got some nepotism in him. Jalen's dad was a football coach, so he was raised in the industry. Spike and Pops was around the studio there. But loved by some and then hated by others, like a total polar fan base. And that's kind of how I feel Spike. Now we got Blue Jeans Lincoln, right? Blue Jeans is like Nick Sirianni, And then Ike and John, they're like Big Dom. They're like trying to be the peacekeepers. Hugh, I didn't mention you because you're not really a peacekeeper. You're more of a troublemaker. Here's what I need you to do today, though. Mm-hmm. Stick with your roots and help Joe. You teach him how to put the fries in the bag.
Put the fries in the bag, Joe.
I love that we found out that Hugh started off putting the fries in the bag. Chris, I will do my best to not be scared, but I am. And Chris appreciates the phone call. You call me Casper the Friendly Ghost or whatever. I've seen plenty of teams. Like, guys, we had a T.O. Donovan thing here that was a pretty big deal. Like, I've seen plenty of teams be derailed by their own nonsense. If the Eagles don't win it again, it's not because the Rams are 10 times better or the Broncos are better or the Patriots or whoever the hell they might play in the Super Bowl, the Bills or the Chiefs again, even though Hugh has the Chiefs eliminated already. It doesn't matter. Like,
they ain't going away.
I'm not done with them yet. If this thing doesn't go where we want it to go, it's because of themselves. I am concerned of the infighting. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned this Eagles drama is going to hurt this season? We'll get all your phone calls up. Rhea will join us next. Her take on all of it. It is the Midday Show. We'll tell you about our prize we're giving away on the other side. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football's in full swing, and let's be real, folks. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays against any first-half injury. Some books protect your bets from the first quarter. Some do nothing at all. But not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up your parlay. That means when a player gets injured in the first half, boom, you better play on with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track the player performance in Fanatics Sportsbook app, and the payout is super fast, too. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, it's an appropriate song. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas.
Great song, though.
Joe Giglio with you. Rhea Hughes joining us here. But Rhea. Hugh Douglas is such an insider, and I feel like I'm working with Adam Schefter. He's working the phones during the breaks.
Well, I came in here. I always come in, and we chat during the breaks. And Joe and I are whispering because Hugh is on the phone with someone who shall not be named because I don't want to name it and recklessly speculate.
We would never do that.
That's my line.
I use it now. When somebody asked my opinion, I said, well, I don't want to recklessly speculate, but here's my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? This great fellowship is brought by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mesh technology to find your perfect mattress. But here's the thing. When there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
And we go to the games, and me and Joe, we do the pregame. And we usually sit in the press box. And what I do more than anything is I ear hustle. Now, a lot of times when I ear
hustle. Besides gossiping.
But yeah. But
he saves the gossiping for the show.
Because
he ear hustles there.
Normally, when I don't like to gossip because you hear more when you let other people talk.
Oh, God, yeah.
And especially when you're in the press box and you hear different things, but you never go with it because you don't know where it's coming from. You just kind of take all the information in. And then, you know, you just kind of recklessly speculate when you get an opportunity.
My favorite moment, and I don't know if you were at the table. I don't know if you were retired yet. Were you retired when Kevin Cobb was started?
Yes.
Okay. The greatest thing I ever heard. So it was Hugh Douglas. Pretty sure it was Ike Reese. Mm-hmm. Maybe Trey Thomas if he was retired at that time, but he might not have been.
No, I think they were still, because Ike was a year after me, I think, or something like that.
But it was you, G. Cobb, and they all were like, it was the Kevin Cobb era. Mm-hmm. And I forget which person said it, but I happened to be walking by. Yeah, it's his era right up until he gets punched in the face, and then we'll see how he reacts, if he gets up or not. And he pretty much never did.
Because when we watch, the beautiful thing about watching the game in the press box is that you have a lot of Eagles history there.
Yes.
And you have a lot of people talking that have different perspectives on the game. I was telling Joe a story last week where Gary Cobb just kept yelling, Sam Darnold? Was it Jared Goff? Same person. He's running around. This is before the game.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to him because, you know, I picked Detroit to win. He's like, Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, same person. And he just kept saying it.
It is fun to hang up there.
Yes, like, and I'd be darned. Yeah. The outcome was what it was. Same person.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of knowledge. You get a lot of different perspectives about things.
Well, and Hugh, the whole thing about this Jalen Hurts AJ thing is, these are things that we've all been hearing for years. You know, I would say mostly since 23.
Like, yes.
Yeah. So that's for years, but it's not a surprise to anybody.
No, it's not, and it's a surprise to people that don't know, and that's why when people decide to go with stories,
yeah,
like if I wanted to. I mean, I'm number two for Insider of the Year, by the way, Rhea. But if I really wanted to, I'm there. But yeah. I choose not to do that because, number one, I don't have to be in that lane and say everything that I hear. And the second thing is, a lot of times when these stories come out, the people that are reporting these stories make sure that they're credible because their credibility is on the line.
Well, and Joe, that's the thing that stuck with me. First of all, we've known Gunner for years. I worked with Gunner over at Comcast, when it was Comcast Sportsnet. And he's not a hot takey guy.
He's not.
But here's the words in that thing that he had when he doubled down. Mm-hmm. Deliberately leaked. So this is not a media person trying to ferret out a story and, you know, sticking their nose in.
Right.
This is someone or someone's within the organization that wanted this out in public.
And the why is really the interesting part.
Correct.
Because we all hear it. We all have heard it for a while. Yeah. But the why now. All right, so let's unpack different parts of this, Rhea. Well, let's hold off on the AJ Jalen thing, because that we've heard about for a while. The one from a couple days ago felt like it was more than just AJ, right? Like multiple people. Sure. Diana had that over the weekend. D-Gun. What's your take on what's going on down there? Because it feels like someone there or some people there are trying to get through to Jalen and maybe using this as the vehicle now.
Oh, well, it's clear to me that's what was done here, is they've tried talking to him and they don't like the response. So the responses go public. But the funny thing is, just from where I'm a Jalen guy. Now, remember, I had my questions last year about the passing game, and then he got concussed in the Washington game. And I saw what the offense looked without him, and I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of, but you do watch certain things. But I would say the majority of fans are pro Jalen in this.
I would too.
And I would say inside the building, and that I'm going to recklessly speculate, Drew Douglas.
As long as you say that, you're good.
Exactly. That's what I figure, is that they're more pro AJ.
They see what he sees, in a sense, in terms of football.
Because Hugh, let me ask you a question. Now, you and I, normal people, when we get in trouble with the boss and we've said something, we get called into their office.
Right. We go to them.
We go to them. Jeff Lurie went to A.J. Brown in his office, which is the practice field, to discuss with him. Didn't call him up to his office, which I'm sure is really nice down at the NovaCare Complex. Ooh, yeah. And according to Sal Palantonio's report, said, you don't have anything to apologize to me for. So,
I mean, and here's the thing, Rhea. We're in the business where, and a lot of people don't want to do this, you have to listen to what's being said. You have to listen to the context in which it's being said. Because that's how you glean. Like, nobody's just going to tell. We live in a society where they want to be told straight up what's going on. It doesn't work.
No.
Like that, especially when it comes to football.
No.
And I can tell you this. This is not the first year that there have been rumblings about Jalen.
Yeah.
Hasn't been. They won the Super Bowl. This is what makes this an anomaly, is because as dysfunctional as this team is, they're winning football games.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the day, this is a bottom line business. And as long as that's happening, there's nothing that's going to change
now,
that.
We had Jason Kelce on this morning. I know you guys know that. Every Thursday we had him on. And I thought at one point, Joe would ask him a question. And I think, Kyle, I think it's in there. I felt like Jason was speaking directly to the entire organization. Mm. Do you have the, you know which one I'm talking about?
About the frustration and how they're not.
No, something about look on the bright side, or I only had put three cuts in there.
United Front,
that's it. Okay. I felt when he said this, he would listen to him. He's speaking directly to the team.
Let's hear it.
It's everybody's best interest in that organization to be like, hey, actually, we're really good. We probably shouldn't focus on maybe what upsets us about each other as much, and maybe probably should focus out on what makes all of us so freaking great. So maybe that's what the focus should be on in that building, and I hope it is. And maybe everybody should be taking accountability to themselves and how they manifest the best on Sundays.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
I agree with you. He was speaking to the team.
100%.
When we opened today, I was thinking about, like, the only team that could beat the Eagles is the Eagles. This stuff could derail them. Like, I don't think there's any team out there that's really better than them.
No.
I mean, maybe a few
the
are
Rams,
close.
The Rams, close, yeah.
But, like, if this doesn't end up in a Super Bowl again, it's because of this. They're infighting. Like, this is... And Rhea, we've seen this. We saw it here with T.O. and Donovan. No. We've seen it. That Lakers team with Kobe and Shaq should have won way more than they won, but they eventually just became too much. And
the T.O. Comparison with
Donovan.
With Donovan, I think Jalen is too reserved. I mean, because remember, Donovan lashed back out at T.O.
It was both.
They both kept going at each other. And you know, I thought T.O. was in the wrong just for the way, you know, who does sit-ups in their driveway?
It's
just,
it was crazy.
It's classic, though.
Okay, if A.J. does sit-ups in his driveway, I will change my mind.
Yep.
But yeah, so I don't, but I think it could end, so end the way, same way with, you know, a divorce.
Oh, I mean, Hugh, it feels like we're headed for a divorce. It's a matter of how much time do we have left? And can they keep winning? And it's, I mean, it's possible. They can win another Super Bowl, and then A.J.'s out of here.
We're just trying to get the kids to college, man. That's exactly. we're just trying to stay.
That clock is counting down.
I know all about that.
Hey, real. Yep. We just keep talking until we get these kids
I got
kids
five
to college,
more years. What do you mean you want to be a lawyer? I don't have six more years than me. No.
Imagine if Howie comes out. We're just trying to get the kids to college.
It's a lot of people listening right now. I can't relate to that.
Oh, yeah, God, yes.
Hey, we're just trying to be cool until these kids graduate. Yeah.
Well, can we get the kids to graduation? Because
I think we can.
Okay.
I think we can.
One more Super Bowl? Is that what we're doing?
Well, that's what I think. Yeah. So I think after this next one, man, we probably going to have to reevaluate some things.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
We can't go three days without someone saying something around here.
But here's the thing for me personally. I don't think it would be Philadelphia if it didn't have some type of drama.
Yeah, it's better.
People are mad, Rhea, but it's like, what would we be doing if we were just talking about 8-2 team?
Bo Allen was in here with Jason this morning, and Bo was just like, he goes, you know, at Super Bowl, I went down to Tampa, and like, you know, up here you get mad at the media sometimes because they're always in here. Nobody cared in Tampa.
Right, yeah.
Nobody cared about anything.
How about if we say stuff that you don't like, we don't want you to stop listening, but just get out your feelings and just look at it like, you know, maybe there's something to it.
Well, and here's the thing is, it's not the end of the world because we've all worked in places where we don't like people.
Guess what? There are some people that work right now that don't like their boss.
Oh, their coworker.
Talking bad about them now.
When I joined Instagram, my favorite memes, you know, I don't know if you call it a meme on Instagram, but my favorite things that they post on there are the people like, you know, my BFF at work, you know, I just got in trouble. Want me to light a fire and, you know, we all do. They're just, you know, they're on a higher level because nobody cares about, you know, if Joe and I don't like each other.
Right. It's bigger than that. And the thing is, when you go to the Eagles, they kind of invite some of this, Rhea. They bring in a lot of big personalities.
Yes.
Like I think it was Jeff Lurie was quoted at the owners' meetings a couple weeks ago talking about how, like, this is, they accept that when they have all these big names, these big personalities, this is part of the equation.
Talented personalities. Right. Very talented.
Alphas, we'll use that term. Yeah, I mean, it's part of it. The question is, can they sustain now? Because it does feel, Rhea, it's getting louder. Like, last year we had the one big blow up, right? The BG show and his comments. And then they went out and played well. And it died for a little bit as they got into the postseason. This one, this is back-to-back weeks where this does not stop.
Isn't that one of the reasons besides we needed a couple of reps out of them that BG came back?
Yes. maybe. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
All right, real quick, I think we need to do an intervention for one Hugh Douglas. I was scanning the social media last night, and I grew increasingly concerned at Hugh Douglas's responses to some of the comments on Twitter, and I think we need to address that.
Were you being mean, Hugh?
Of course.
There were some Twitter fingers last
night. Yeah, there was a little bit.
If you say some smart stuff, I'm going to say some stuff.
What were they going at you yesterday for?
Well, they're talking about, they said...
they didn't like his quarterback list.
Yeah, they like my quarterback list. Somebody said I need to mix a salad in.
I mean, talking about comment or getting in your feelings and stuff. Because I think what's happening here, I think the 13-year-olds in your clan on Helldivers is rubbing off on you a little too much. I think we need to push away from Helldivers for maybe a week, just kind of give it, you know.
Why? Because I said that I bet you I told somebody, Rick, this is what I said.
Okay.
I said if we both took our shirts off.
Oh boy.
I said I bet your wife would get more excited when I took mine off than she would.
Did Ron talk to you about that comment yet?
He didn't say nothing.
He didn't see it. He didn't see it yet.
Well, he came in this morning, he didn't say nothing. So I thought I was cool.
Maybe you know what?
Close to the line.
Maybe we just move on.
Speculate. You know,
maybe we just move on.
Aaron, what do you got on AJ and Jalen, Aaron? What do you got?
Okay, so today is a day of, with all due respect, with all due respect to Derek Gunn, you know, you going on to the news outlets and putting information out there, you do it exactly for one reason and one reason only, and that's to get attention, to get likes, to get clicks. You know, that's what it's all about.
Aaron, can I stop you for a second? Can I stop you for a second as someone who's occasionally critical of the Eagles? You don't get likes for that kind of stuff, Aaron. He's not getting likes for it. People are pissed at him. So he's not getting likes, Aaron.
It doesn't matter. Do you ever hear there's no such thing as bad publicity? Yeah.
But he's also, hold on a second, Aaron. Derek Gunn isn't a talk show host. He is he does talk shows, right? But in a podcast there and the post game show. But his background, he's a reporter, Aaron. He is a reporter. You know what reporters do? They report what they hear.
They report on things, right?
Yes.
And it also behooves them to add a little bit extra to their report.
No, he's not doing that, Aaron. Aaron, he's not doing that. He's not adding a little mustard on top of it.
Aaron, I would say he probably knows more than he even says.
Yeah.
If I'm being completely honest, he might be toning down what he's hearing.
Let me help you out, Aaron, because I'm gonna tell you something that I know that I choose not to share because, like I said, I don't have to. Me, Ike, and John Ritchie have the luxury of moving on both sides of this thing, and I can tell you to a man. There's stuff that me, John, and Ike know that we don't talk about on a daily basis. And some of the stuff that Derek says, there's some merit to it. So when you sit there, see, this is the problem. You're looking at it trying to discredit what D. Gunn is doing. D. Gunn has been doing this for 30 years. He's been in this game for 30 years. So if you don't want to take what he says with a grain of salt, or you don't want to believe it, do not come on this station and try to discredit his words because they don't make you feel good. You know what I get tired of on people in social media is when we have these reporters out here that are doing their job, and when they tell you something you don't want to hear, in order for you to cope with it, you'd say it's not true. I've been knowing Derek Gunn for years. Derek Gunn has broken stories where I've asked him, how the hell you get that story? And he said, hey, I can't tell you my sources. So when he says something like this, if you don't believe it, that's your business. But I know him well enough to be a credible reporter. And when he says something like that, hell, I'll even go as far. I've heard people in the organization talk about Jalen. I don't have to say any names, but I hear it every day. Like I said, I'm down there way more than you are. The reason I don't talk about it, because that's not my lane. I don't have to talk about that. I played the game. Let me finish. I played the game. I played the game.
You just
discredited. What are you talking about?
You said he was adding extra in it to make it more juicy.
Yes. That's
no,
exactly
well, you're
what
wrong.
Well, how is that discrediting?
You are wrong.
Well, but you're twisting the idea of what he said to maybe we don't have to take it with the truth to it or believe it because
you're trying to throw it out there like he's lying.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. You're not saying he's a liar, but you're like, well, you know, for you to cope with it, well, you know, he is trying to get people to read his story. He ain't got to do that.
You weren't here for this. It reminds me, Rhea, of the Joe Santoliquido article on Carson Wentz. Yeah.
Joe got destroyed.
It was totally unfair.
It was ugly. And what I felt bad about was, you know, we would have Joe on. And Joe came in one day and he literally showed me the emails and the text messages.
Yeah.
You know, and so I knew. But there were things we had all heard. But he got... I mean, it was vicious what Joe went through.
And then, Aaron, 2 years later, that quarterback was out of here because a lot of that stuff obviously was part of the story.
Like most of it.
Well,
true.
Here's what I can guarantee you, that this quarterback is not going anywhere.
I wouldn't guarantee anything, Aaron, with the Eagles. I wouldn't guarantee. They fired a coach that won the Super Bowl 2 years later.
Football out of it.
Okay.
You know, with best friends, you know, or friends in general, when you mix business with pleasure, it's going to create a division there because they are not the same people.
Aaron, you can't guarantee anything. You are full of hot air, dude. No idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
That Jalen Hurts is going to be with us for the next 5 years?
How do you know?
Aaron, I would know anything.
You live in San Diego.
It's an insane guarantee. It's an insane guarantee to think he'll be here 5 years from now.
He is the chosen one.
Oh, stop.
He is going to bring us to three more Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. He is the reason why we have gone
to two Super Bowls in 3 years. Okay, you guys keep talking about, like, everybody's talking about the Rams right now.
I see,
right?
Why you find him so annoying every day.
Dude,
it's like amazing.
Yeah,
it's I love it. The Seahawks.
And you just keep letting him go and go and go.
Well, I'm trying to find the right time to yell at him.
He's the reason. Saquon Barkley might have a little thing to say about that.
And the defense.
Yeah.
You done, Aaron?
The Seahawks.
Oh, now we got the Seahawks.
No, never done. There's always a moment where I let him go too long and I regret it. And then we threw the Seahawks in there.
It is my favorite part when I'm listening, driving home, going, when is Aaron going to get cut off?
Yep. It's always I give him 5 seconds too long and then I hate myself afterwards. All right, Rhea, there is a game this weekend.
There is
a game this weekend.
You mean it's Cowboys week and we haven't discussed the Cowboys at all?
Let me ask you this. Yes. So if I were to... Yep. If 4 weeks ago, when you said, Joe, the Cowboys week, I would have said, they're going to blow them out. The Cowboys are terrible defensively. I think the Eagles are going to win the game. They win basically every game. I feel like this one might be a little harder than I thought a few weeks ago. They've improved a little bit defensively. Mm-hmm. They got Quinnen Williams now. And we've played two games in a short period there and now go to this one. They had a bye before the last game. So they're on a short week, but they're coming off of a bye before that. I think this one might be a little bit of a challenge. What are you feeling?
Who have they beaten?
Well, bad teams. Yeah, Giants, Commanders,
I like
Raiders.
How you pause. Well, bad teams.
Yeah, but it's still the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, it is the Cowboys. And listen, they have an offense that can score.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what have the Eagles' defense done to the last two offenses
that could score? Shut them down.
I mean, shut them down.
But are we going to score without Lane, without Juergens?
Well, I think maybe it was Zach Berman had, and I didn't realize this last year, the Eagles 4-1 or 5-1 without Lane last year. Did he miss 5 games last year?
Well, he definitely missed games earlier in the season.
I know earlier in the season.
And I don't think he's been at his normal lane this year, so the drop-off probably isn't quite as far to Fred.
So I just think, and by the way, Dak's dealing with a hip issue. Yeah, I mean, with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, you know, that's, but they really haven't beat anybody.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll win. I want it to be a blowout, and I feel like it might not be.
It could be high scoring, would please. Can you imagine if it's like 34-30 and the Eagles lose.
So we're happy with the offense, but we lost the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it could. That's my point. I do think, to their credit, and I don't normally give the Dallas Cowboys a lot of credit, I think Dak Prescott has been a very good leader during this time. Like, rallied the team around after losing their teammate, kept them together.
Yep.
And I think that played a part in it.
Yeah, it's just a weird spot in the schedule. I mean, the Eagles are clearly better. I mean, Dallas isn't going to win more than a couple more games this season. This one feels like it's going to be a challenge. But Rhea, we appreciate hopping on. And then I guess we won't talk next week. It's Thanksgiving. So happy,
that's right.
Happy early Thanksgiving.
I don't get to, I will text you my reckless speculations while I'm watching football games next Thursday.
That. Yeah. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving. You realize that?
We work Thursday.
No, we don't work Thursday.
Thanksgiving. We do work Friday. We got a game on Friday, Hugh.
I'd be forgetting.
You're just so caught up in the insider of the year stuff.
No, I'm just
Are you in the running?
I am. I think I was number two on somebody's list, wasn't I?
Yeah. And this next break, you're gonna make some more phone calls here?
Well, you know, I'm gonna make some phone calls. But see, the information that I get, I can't share.
Well, you can share it in, like...
There's a way, Angelo taught me this a long time ago.
Right.
You just put it out as your opinion.
Okay, is that what I do?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I ask you for his opinion, he gives me an opinion. Not his, just, it's an opinion. So do that. All right, 215-592-9494. Thank you, Rhea. We will see you soon. All right, on the other side, we got a lot to. Your phone call's coming up. We'll tell you about how we're giving away a great prize today. And Jalen Hurts answered a string of questions on these reports yesterday. We'll let you hear that in full next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This is me. It's Black Friday sale at the Mattress Warehouse with deals that hit harder than a well-known push to the tush that moves the pile. Now through December 2nd, save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide on all the top brands like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, Sealy, and a whole lot more. Plus 0% interest financing, free next-day delivery, and one-year lowest price guarantee. Mattress Warehouse has you covered. Look, you spend a third of your life in the bed. If your mattress is weak, your recovery is weak. Makes sense, don't it? Take it from me. The right setup changes how you rest and how you feel when you wake up. With Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match technology, you get a step up, build up for you, backed by 100% comfort guarantee. Do what I did and upgrade with total confidence now during the Mattress Warehouse Black Friday sale. Visit mattresswarehouse.com to find a store near you. That's mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.